Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hello, and welcome back to the Sunday special episode of the UUP Podcast. I'm Jordana Abraham.
And I am Jared Fried. Jordana, it's so good to be back here doing a Sunday special with you. I love these episodes.
Me too. I think the one that we did just a week ago was great. Or maybe it was 2 weeks ago about the dating app one. I feel like a lot of people really related to that.
The ex coming back out of the blue.
Yes.
Or not
tale
really
as old as time.
That's right. So let's get right into it. And to reiterate to people, share. These are the episodes that are really good to send to a friend to get them, you know, give them a little nibble of the UUP podcast, right?
Let them know what's up.
All right, let's
do it. All right. Dear J&J, love the pod. My roommate got me hooked over a year ago and of course passed it along to anyone who will listen to my spiel. Love that you do.
We love a spiel.
Exactly. Love all that you do and so appreciate your insights as they changed my dating life for the better. Now, on to the good stuff. I met this guy in December when I was visiting Austin for a weekend and stopped into his local business. Wonder what that is.
Nothing sounds more obnoxious in Austin than that. Welcome to my local business where I make the ends of shoelaces. Thank you for coming.
Where every Sunday is Small Business Sunday, Saturday, whatever. There was an instant attraction. I ended up inviting him over to my hotel that night. We hit it off immediately. And after a couple of drinks, took it up to the rooftop where clothes started coming off and we proceeded to have great sex / pillow talk for hours. All in all, it was an incredible night. The next morning, I left the city on a high and totally emotionally masturbated the situation. Facepalm. I know, Jared, but it's hard not to after the things he said the night before, talking about me moving in and helping him take care of his dog, meeting families. He's never met anyone like me before, etc.
Okay. Can I stop this for 2 seconds?
Yeah, go for it.
Just to say.
I knew you'd have a lot of thoughts on.
Well, she's speaking to me. I know. Yeah. She wrote, I know, Jared.
Yeah.
She's a smart woman. She's not stupid. She even said, I emotionally masturbated, but then goes, how could I not, considering the things he was saying? Okay, it's one thing to say, I've never met anyone like you before. Okay, that's fine. That's believable. I can understand that being something I would hear and go,
right.
Maybe we are, especially when you're naked with someone you just met earlier that day. Totally get that. Meeting families. Ha!
Red flag.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
That's where your bullshit meter should start to tick.
Yeah. On the list of like, okay, here's this woman. She just came in. Like, again, that's exception to the rule. So let's, okay.
Right.
So, and then the other one, helping take care
moving
of his
in.
Dog. What? After your flight, like, you're going to fly there to take care of his dog? Like, that's a
you're
little
moving
bit.
Moving in?
I'll get to that one. Moving in. Moving in, like, again, sometimes you can say, like, I these are things that are easy to say when you're naked with you in the bed and you've had a bunch of drinks and it feels good to say. I think he likes saying that to you in the way you, because he knows you like hearing it, and that's a good enough reason to say it to him. I'm just saying, you know enough, you know, like
you got to be a smart shopper or like a
You also
smart
had to take
in some ways.
Yeah, and also you took a plane to get there. So I'm not saying you're wrong for getting ahead of yourself because you have to go, you have to start at, let's see what happens. Right?
Right.
Like,
I mean, to me, honestly, like I get that she was like excited about these comments or she took them to heart or it made her envision more of a life together. But I honestly think that if someone is saying those things to you, like you should have immediate sort of like red flag type things going up about like.
Sure.
That to say, like, this person is saying things to say things at best, And at worst, this person is for real and they're crazy and they don't know me and they're trying to like have me move in with them.
And would you want to move in with someone that's like, now move in tomorrow? No.
Right.
And would you want to be with someone who said these things because they felt good in the moment? Maybe. That's the thing. Right. Like, I think just from what we know already, you met this guy while in Austin. You had a great night together. You have to say it was just that, right?
Right. You have to kind of like assume it was just that. And if it's anything else, like that's a bonus. I do think there's a sense of like, oh, like it could happen. Like we could meet someone that you hit it off with and like, you know, maybe we'll keep in touch and then like it'll become a thing.
It could like, happen.
I've gone there.
Sure. I have too. I'm not saying guys don't go there. I'm sure he did a little bit of that. You are, oh my God, maybe she is the person I've been looking for. I'm sure he's thinking that. But you also have to like, I just think maybe this is the one has ruined a lot of people's years and years of people's lives.
Right.
And maybe, and I think it like, words and actions are different, but let's keep going.
Yeah. Well, anyway, we kept in touch, not necessarily daily communication, but weekly brief voice/text messages, DMs, and the occasional surprise naughty pic. Okay, so they're texting after this weekend in Austin.
Romp.
Fast forward to November. Me and a friend go back to Austin, which is pre-planned, and I see this guy again. He joined us for a Friday and Saturday night activities, and we had a grand old time. He even admitted he expected us to stay with him the whole weekend and was bummed we didn't. I crashed with him on Sunday.
Easy thing to say. That is right. Anything you say after the fact.
Right.
You know, he texted you all these times and didn't think to ask, hey, want to stay over? Instead, he let you find a place, then said, you could have stayed at my place. I've said that.
Right. After it was already done.
Yeah, it's called building trust on the back end.
Yeah. Beware.
Yeah.
So he admitted he expected to stay with him the whole weekend, was bummed when we didn't. I crashed with him on Sunday before my flight out on Monday. A few days after leaving, I had a small surgery done and sent all my friends, including the Austin guy, voice messages when I was super high on painkillers. I pretty much told him I thought he was cute as heck and I liked his face. And I asked, when can I see you again? Which prompted the attached convo. Should we read the convo before we finish up the email? Okay. So I'll be her, you be him. Okay. And I leave you 3 voice notes. One was 12 seconds, one was 3 seconds, and one is 5 seconds. And then the next morning, I write to you, oh my God, I just woke up and I have zero recollection of what I said in any of those hands over the eyes, monkey, smiley face. And I will not be listening to find out. If stupid as hell, please disregard.
LOL, 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 LOL. Keeping forever.
I'm nervous, haha, faceplant emoji. I apparently called my sister and was so nice that she cried, smiling emoji.
He hearts that message and then exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. You should get high more often, LMAO.
My curiosity got the best of me and I listened, haha. I got to stay away from drugs. I'm too affectionate.
He ha-has that message and then he writes, LOL, 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 LOL.
And then I like your LOL message and I write, haha, clearly you're not into it. So I take it back.
You're cute. Oh, I loved it. Sorry. I was driving when I listened.
LMAO. In that case, I take it back. I take back taking it back. Haha. You still didn't answer my question, though.
When can you see me again?
And then I exclamation point that. And then I write, I send a GIF that says, that's the one.
He ha-has that gif. Honestly, no idea. You're always welcome here, of course. But me flying out, I can't even see my family for almost a year now, ha.
And then the next day I say, oops, sorry, fell asleep. But yeah, I know, ha. I wouldn't even know where to tell you to fly out to. So then she says in her email back to us.
And then she stopped sharing her location with this guy.
Probably.
No, that's what it says.
Oh, I didn't even realize that.
Yeah.
So she's That'll show him. Okay. So she stopped sharing. I don't know. Is that an accident? I feel like sometimes that just goes on and off.
But. Oh, okay. Maybe it did. I thought that was kind of weird. Okay.
Oh, I don't know. I feel like that's happened to me where it goes on and off. But this seems more intentional given the awkward way that the conversation ended.
Yeah, I agree.
So she says, am I wrong for being annoyed with his response? First lack thereof. And then you're always welcome here, of course. I understand he's running a business and can't travel, and I have no issues traveling to him. However, would have preferred something more concrete. Like, yeah, I can't really travel, but these are some free weekends I have in the next few months. He's generally the one initiating conversations, saying hey or sending cheeky DMs, but then we'll exchange a few messages and he won't respond or continue the conversation. He generally doesn't ask a whole lot of questions to get to know me or even what's going on in my day. I know he's super busy, but I spent 48 hours straight with the man, and I know he's on his phone frequently. I'm not naive. I know the odds of this working is a long shot, long term. But I'm confused. What's going on here? Is he just trying to keep me as a pen pal until I'm conveniently in his city again? Why does he consistently reach out with cute messages and then not respond? How do I address this and let him know how I feel without coming off as a total love struck nut? Thanks in advance for the insight. Oh, wise ones, annoyed in Austin.
So, you know, it's hard to like comment on this because I get what's going on so deeply.
Clearly. it's hard to even envision a world where someone wouldn't know exactly what's going on here.
A little bit. It's a little bit like I think she writes, what's going on here? Is he trying to keep me as a pen pal until I'm conveniently in the city again? Yeah, that's exactly what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
I think that guys think of the ending before they think of what could be. And I think when you meet someone from out of town, you keep up with them because the excuse is always built in. If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night. Go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10. It feels like I've tried every trick in the book to get better sleep. Cutting out late night snacks, no TikTok before bed. But let's be real, I'm going to keep scrolling. What did elevate my bedtime routine? Upgrading my bedding to Bowl and Branch. And right now you can take 20% off their selection of buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. Upgrade your bedding now and thank me later. I have the Bowl and Branch sheets. Other than being beautiful, they are so comfortable. They're hotel quality. You're going to sleep better. And here's the trick. Take your Bowl and Branch sheets, put them in the wash, then make the bed and get directly into that hot bed. You're going to have the best sleep of your life. Made from the rarest 100% organic cotton and completely free from toxins, it's easy to see why Bowl and Branch are loved by millions of sleepers. These best-selling sheets feel incredible on night one and get softer and softer for years to come. Bowl and Branch signature sheets come in 14 versatile colors in all sizes, from twin up to California King, and they offer a 30-night worry-free guarantee, so you can wash, style, and sleep in their sheets for an entire month. If you don't love them, you can send them right back. Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Bowl and Branch. Get 15% off your order when you use promo code UUP at bowlandbranch.com. That's Bowl and Branch, bowlandbranch.com. Promo code UUP. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Do you feel like you could also sometimes just put them in a box of like, not going to be a real thing, but like fun for when they're in town? So like, sure. You know what I mean? Or maybe not, you're not even thinking about it that deeply.
I don't think he's thinking of that deeply. I think that's someone I have fun with, and we were casual, and it's easy to be, she says I spent 48 hours straight with the man, and I know he's fun. Yeah, it's easy to be that person for someone for 48 hours, especially right now. They met in October, then it was November. So it's not like it's very hard to meet new people and someone exciting is easy to keep up text with. It's also easy to just keep the ball rolling. Hey, how you been? Respond to an Instagram story. Like, it's easy to be affable, and it's really hard to be a boyfriend or a girlfriend. And I think that's kind of what she's seeing right now is like, and that's why it's like, you have to keep your expectations. I have more to say, but I want to hear what you have to say. I'm sorry.
And I mean, I think she's like, she almost answers the question herself when she's like, he doesn't really ask about like what I'm up to or what I'm doing, or like, he's not asking questions to try to build even really an intimacy with you. He's trying to keep it light. He's trying to keep it flirty. Like, to me, that's a sign that he's like, he thinks of this as like a hookup thing, and he's like trying to keep in touch, and like bucket wise, he's putting this in like fun, flirty thing, not like I'm trying to like intimately get to know this person because I see it truly going somewhere.
Well, also, he can never get called out on that. He's living in a perfect world where it's like, hey, every time the texts don't have to lead somewhere because they can't. So it's like,
right.
Yeah, he's going to be fun and flirty and send you a naughty pic and receive your naughty pics and be like, hey, LOL. But he's going to and he's going to go, yeah, if you want to come here. But I'm not going to like, he never has to make a move that where his move could be considered making this more serious.
Right. And that's why I think that she actually did herself a favor by sending him this high voice note. Because she figured that this allowed her to figure that out sooner. She said, when am I seeing you? And he said, whenever you happen to be in town. Like, to me, that's like, and then she was annoyed by it. But like, you have to feel annoyed in order to figure out what's actually going on. So it's like, and the annoyance is good for you.
And to figure out what you want. You can't sit here in the land of, how do I address this and let them know how I feel without coming off as a total love struck nut. I would start with, what do you want? What would be the thing that would make you feel really good? Is it him actively trying to plan a trip for you to come down there, or actively trying to plan a trip for him to see you more? Is it some sort of effort that gets you two to see each other again? I would assume that would be something that would make you feel good and feel like this one in a million chance is actually growing, right?
I think she wants to see that this could potentially move towards something more serious.
Well, that's the thing. He's operating in a world where that's never been mentioned to him. She's gone along with LOLs, up the screen.
Right.
So,
in her defense, he has been saying things that would lead her to believe that, like, he might be interested in that.
Yeah, the one night that she was naked in his bed when they met at, the end of the shoelace, emporium.
I mean, I'm just saying, I've been there, so I get it, especially like early on in dating, where you're kind of like, you just take people at their word.
Sure.
And like, if you visit someone and you had a good time, you're like, why wouldn't, and we liked each other and we're attracted to each other, like, why wouldn't this potentially be a long-term thing? Maybe
she has to reveal what she wants, because this is what he wants. He wants to LOL with you all day long. He wants to laugh and play, and he's not working against any type of time frame. He could have this happen for the next decade in his mind. There's nothing. If he's single and you show up in town, he'll always be nice to you, because to him, this really doesn't have to go anywhere for him to feel fulfilled. And
right.
I know that's a sad thing to hear, because it's like, well, isn't he so into me that he'll, well, right now there's not really a lot of, to go off of for him, probably. And I would say to her, like, at some point you have to be willing to lose this guy as just a moment instead of keeping up with him over time. Like, you have to be willing to lose this person. And if right. you're not, then you're just going to be LOL to death forever.
And I think it's also just important to remember that you can, like, it's not personal. So if he's not interested, like, it's not because he doesn't like, he clearly likes you enough to, like, he sees you and he doesn't know you that well, but he likes you. He likes, you know, he thinks you're attractive. He's down to hang out, but he, that's all there is. And I think that a lot of the times we take that personally, like, why wouldn't he, like, want to date me? What's wrong with me that he wouldn't want to, like, make this into a thing? And I don't think that's for this guy. I'm not getting the feeling like it's about that at all for him. So for her, I think she has nothing to lose by saying what she's interested in, which it seems like concrete plans. I think, like, do you think she has the right to, like, text him and ask him?
She has the right to own her feelings and let them be known. And then judge him based on his actions. So what I mean by that is, like, if I were her, I'd be like, hey, I understand that I had a great time with you. Both times we hung out. This is a one in a million shot. I understand that. But the way you responded to my messages the last few times left me a little disappointed, which is showing me that my emotions are becoming more invested in what we're doing. If you can't go further with me on this, I totally understand, but I can't sit here texting for the rest of time. So unless we're going to, like, work towards, like, figuring out a way to see each other again, then I need to, like, back off a little bit. And I would hope you would back off from me too.
I think that's a great message.
Right? Like, because beyond that, it's like, I don't know what else you could reasonably ask for. And you also, like, can't live in this world where, like, it's not fair to be like, and why haven't you tried it? Because this is why guys like when someone lives an hour away. This is why a lot of guys like when someone's in from out of town. That's why, like, you know, the guy switches his city on Tinder when he's going, you know, to the new city. Well, how's he going to date? Well, he's not. He's going to try and have one fun night and then blame the distance on why you guys can't hang out anymore. And that's kind of normal. And listen, that's not to take away from their fun night that they had together, but I think you have to be aware and also willing to back away from the negotiation table.
Right.
And that sucks. I get that.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's tough because it's like, this kind of probably feels better than nothing. She had a good time. She, like, but I guess this is kind of like, again, like, doing the thing that doesn't feel good at the time for the better of, like, your future life and the better of your mental health. It's,
he'll,
like, much easier to say than do. Obviously.
He will do this forever, though. I mean, he will be just nice enough. He'll send fire emojis. He'll watch your stories. He'll be liking your posts. He'll be commenting because you guys were just a fun thing that happened. And he's not looking for more because he's not looking for added responsibility right now.
Right. Again, not personal. So I think that when you realize it's not personal, that helps you, like, be more objective about it and send texts like the one that I thought was very great that you just said she should send.
Yeah. Well, that's our Sunday special. We do this every Sunday. Keep sharing. Keep letting people know. I think we solved dating again, right, Jordana?
Once again. Look at us. we did it.
Back next episode.
Bye. You Up is hosted by Jared Fried.
And Jordana Abraham. Our editor is Sean Kilby.
Social media by Dana Samuel. Artwork by Brittany Levine.
Our podcast managers are Mike Coscarelli and Sean Kilby. Be sure to follow us at UUPPod on Instagram and email your questions to UUP@Betches.com.
Betches.